Hey, good Thursday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Detheridge. While Justin Vernon may not be co-curating his Eau Claire Festival in his hometown this summer, the Bon Iver brainchild is keeping busy. Last month, he put out a pair of seemingly random new Bon Iver tracks, Hey Ma and You Man Like. Well, now, there's a reason behind the rhyme, as word comes out that he's putting out his fourth Bon Iver album, August the 30th. It's going to be called I, and Vernon says it's his most adult Bon Iver record ever. Friends and collaborators abound, including Moses Sumney, Bruce Hornsby, James Blake, Jen Wozner of Y Oak, and the Nationals' Aaron and Bryce Dessner, among many more. Well, talk about the show must go on and rock and roll will never die. Here's a guy that embodies that spirit. 60-year-old John D. Graham, the Austin music legend, was playing a show on July the 4th just outside Chicago at a music festival. He got done his 75-minute set, went back to his hotel, and suffered cardiac arrest. He had to be revived. He nearly died, spent some time in the ICU, but he vowed to return to the stage, and amazingly, he did last night at the Continental Club in Austin, where he's had a regular Wednesday night gig for some time. But he was back in action playing a set and looking none the worse for wear. Wow. John D. Graham, thrice member of the Austin Music Hall of Fame solo and with the Skunks and Cult Cowpunkers True Believers with Alejandro Escovedo. And Alejandro dedicated a song on Saturday night to his old True Believers bandmate, sent him some love and well wishes too. Well, who says Barbie has to be so Barbie and binary? Mattel is putting out a new Barbie doll dressed as Ziggy Stardust, David Bowie's omnisexual glam rock alter ego. The Barbie Bowie Ziggy features the iconic rock character's prominent forehead emblem and that striped jumpsuit he wore during promotional tours as Ziggy Stardust. It retails for $50. And speaking of the Thin White Duke, on this day in music history, July 11th, just in time for the moon landing in the summer of 69, Bowie released Space Oddity in the UK. A year later, Three Dog Night had a number one hit in the US with the Randy Newman pen, Mama Told Me Not to Come. Birthdays, Jeff Hanna of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, who were in West Fargo the other day to play the Red River Valley Fair but were rained out. Peter Murphy of Goth Gods Bauhaus, and celebrating her 60th, perhaps at the diner on the corner, is Suzanne Vega. And that is a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Detheridge. Rock on!